I think that the Wizards, who are trying to remake, and I was talking to Roger about this today. I said, Roger, here's the key. I said, two-thirds of the teams make the NBA playoffs. You just have to get yourself to 10th and get yourself into that, into the tournament. Well, you know what? Their new management there, to their credit, I think they're doing some smart things here. Gallinari will play a little bit more than Mike will. Mike will get into the mix, but Jones is a great acquisition for them. I think Jordan Poole's a great acquisition for them. You know, Poole now gets away from Golden State. He gets him away from Draymond Green. And again, what does Poole do? What Poole does is somewhat similar to how Steph Curry plays. It's somewhat similar to how Klay Thompson plays, right? Now he gets to go someplace else where, you know, he's got a point guard that plays point guard. And is a distributor that puts the ball right in the shooting pocket, and that'll be good for Jordan Poole. That's a good acquisition for Washington. And now it sets up how they want to draft tonight. By making these deals now, Washington now has a better handle on the type of player they would like to get in their draft spot. Okay? So the first pick is going to be Victor Wembanyama. Everybody knows that. I mean, it's not even close. I think most people feel Scoot Henderson is going to be next to Charlotte. My question will be, can a guy like Scoot Henderson with his skill set, how does he fit with LaMelo Ball? And, you know, and I think it'll ease some of the playmaking burden that Ball has. Brandon Miller maybe goes to Portland after that. Not sure what they want to do. Then you got the first of the Thompson twins. Okay. And Jarace Walker of Houston, he has really moved up. Anthony Black of Arkansas, and I saw him play in the NCAA tournament. And he is... Now, I was talking to Roger today. Roger's really hoping he falls to them. And they would be very fortunate if he did, because I think Anthony Black can play. Because this guy is somebody that is two areas. Two areas of Black I love. One, he is not a me first person. I'm watching him play. He made sure Ricky Council, who was his running mate at Arkansas, he got Ricky Council the ball in some great spots in the games I watched there in Des Moines. And not only that, when he needed to score, he did. In other words, here's a guy who feels much like Jalen Brunson does, except he's a better athlete, I think, than Brunson, right? Who wants to connect everybody on the floor. That's fabulous. And you know what? He's a good defender. I watched him play defense against Kansas. I'm sitting like, I looked over at Dick. I said, Anthony Black can defend. I mean, Kansas had a lot of trouble with him. You got Cam Whitmore out of Villanova. And some people say he's fallen. Okay. But let me put it this way. This guy is a great athlete who can shoot threes. His problem is, I remember talking about Black's a connector. Whitmore is not. He's not a good passer.